Aloha.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Yeah, there it is. The retarded horse. Have you heard the retarded horse, Trevor?
I have now.
And inhabitants of the planet Earth, it is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew.
Oh, I'm hearing the
program for my iPad.
The me. That's all right.
That was you with you.
That was me with me. That was weird. That's all right.
Is that you from the future or you from the past?
It would have to be from the future because you can't really run into yourself in the past. What is the timeline of time travel? Fred and I were talking about this the other day. When it comes, there's rules to time travel. Like this new movie Looper is coming out.
Yeah.
Where Bruce Willis comes back to kill himself.
Yeah.
Doesn't that break all the rules of time? You're not supposed to.
You shouldn't be able to
see yourself or meet yourself.
Yeah.
I thought that was the rules of time travel.
Yeah, but Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
So they broke all the rules.
Yeah. And then Marty McFly had to try to avoid meeting himself.
Right, because you don't want to put a ripple in things.
Time-space continuum, you don't want to.
Now, do you remember the movie Star Trek where Spock met himself? This was like a movie, like one of the last Star Treks. And I always thought that was weird that Spock met himself, and this friend of mine goes, well, see, no, he came from a different dimension. And he met himself. It's not the exact time.
Now we've added dimension into time.
Yeah. Those are the people that read the science fiction books and understand those things.
They also play Dungeons and Dragons.
Right. Right. Speaking of the weirdos, nothing pisses me off more than a freaking homeless guy with a full head of hair. Coming in while ago, and I know Matt Need has got to agree with me on this. Why did God give the homeless dude a full fucking head of hair? I mean, it's thick like a Persian carpet. Just
if you're going to put him all the way down and out, give the good hair to someone like me.
Right. Somebody that really needs to make an appearance. He's not making an appearance somewhere.
No.
You know, he doesn't have to be somewhere at a car opening at 4 o'clock. He doesn't have to film a commercial.
Right.
All he's doing is going, hey, man, you got a dollar? I go, no, but you got a full head of hair, and I hate you.
I was just speaking on this the other day. I have the cul-de-sacs.
Oh, uh-huh.
You see, they go way back. And I shave my head down a lot in the summer. You know, I give myself the old buzz clip.
Yeah.
This summer I did that, and the cul-de-sacs are almost ready to touch.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to have the unicorn.
You're going to get in the island. You're getting the island.
And I don't know what to do about it.
See, right now, you said my brother had that for years. I called him Peninsula Head. Because it just looked like a peninsula coming off
just
of
comes
there,
out
like
the top.
Florida shooting off there.
I've been thanking George Clooney for making the comb forward stylish for a while, but it's not going to last much longer.
Well, you can always do the hair transplant.
Yeah, I might need that.
And as people know, it actually comes off your head. It's not like they took it off your ass and now you have some curlies in the front.
your head smells like ass.
It should. Why is
Funny
the back,
you say that.
Why is the back of your head straight and long, but the front of your head looks like pubes?
Well... You might want to sit down for this.
I should have gone to a better hair clinic.
No wonder I got a discount.
No, I had mine done. I had a hair transplant.
I remember seeing the bandana pictures for several weeks.
Yeah, that was hiding the plugs and keeping the sun off the plugs.
Yeah, so it didn't burn the plugs out.
So yeah, and now they do one hair at a time. That's how they used to be, the plugs. It looked like doll hair.
Yeah.
And now they do one hair at a time.
Did you get plugs or the individual?
I had the one hair at a time. It was 7.5 hours of transplant. Oh, I was out.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything for 7.5 hours.
No.
I have trouble for like 7.5 minutes.
I don't even like things that I enjoy for that long. You know? If I can't get it done in 30 seconds, I know
that thing you're talking about.
I wasn't too fast. You just weren't fast enough.
I thought it was a race.
That's right. That's what I do. I actually jump up.
I win.
Ta-da! I start doing Rocky. Yeah. Ta-da, ta-da,
what do you look so disappointed for? Second place ain't fun, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. When you keep saying, I owe you one, they get tired of that, though. Oh, wow. I owe you one.
Oh, I'm sorry about that one, baby.
I owe you one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's when couples break up, and then the guy ends up killing and cooking her. Did you see this story in the news?
Yeah, for 4 days he like boiled her.
She was simmering. That was the word the cops
simmering.
Used. He simmered his wife.
Well, I mean, and what was his plan?
I don't know. Whether
slow
to
disposal?
Boil her away or
I've already got a plan and a theory.
Oh, you
and
do?
It has nothing. Oh yeah. If you need to do it, it's hog farm.
Oh, because they eat everything.
Right. You got to cut them up into like 1 foot pieces.
Uh huh.
And right to the hog farm, throw them in. They'll eat a 180 pound man, a pod of hogs,
right,
in less than 4 hours.
You know the scary part? You really have thought this out.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You're not looking at notes. You're not Googling.
No,
you're like,
no,
an 180 pound man could be eaten in.
If it absolutely came down to it, don't you want to dispose of everything?
True. Well, the only way I ever thought of this, the perfect crime, was to stab somebody with an icicle.
Because it's
going to melt and it'll be gone. And there's no fingerprints and no weapon.
And just keep on moving.
And just keep on going. And then the other one that
like
I've heard.
Like a drive-by icicling.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
You could just say if somebody's happened to it, fell off, do it in the front yard. So you can say, it fell off the roof.
I don't know how.
I don't know how.
I came out
home,
the door.
Found her there.
It was.
And the other one I've heard that was supposed to be the perfect crime, that would say, which they actually did in a movie years ago, was you kill them with a big chunk of frozen leg of lamb, like beat them to death, and then you eat the weapon.
I like lamb.
I could do lamb.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
I like these ideas better than feeding them to the hogs.
Yeah, I think hog is, they're gone.
And there's a bacon shortage.
But there is, in Europe.
Are you believing that? Are you seriously believing, Trevor, that there is a bacon shortage?
Are you kidding me?
They're just trying to hike the prices up on it.
Pork bellies.
Mm-hmm.
Pork bellies are going
on. Are you a bacon person? Are you one of those that like?
I'm not like an over-bacon person, but I'll eat some bacon. But it has to be the right, I like my bacon a little bit chewy. I don't like the crispy, burnt, like snap
bacon.
Yeah, I like mine almost like Canadian bacon, that texture that's still a little bit loose.
That's kind of undercooked, isn't it?
No, it's still there.
Bacon is supposed to hear that.
Yeah, that's not me.
Crunch, the crunch.
No, see.
You bite down on a bacon cheeseburger. And see, I don't like that. Like if you're
eating. I only do bacon for breakfast. I won't do a bacon cheeseburger.
Freak? What is wrong with you?
I know.
The bacon cheeseburger.
But I do a pancake,
uh-huh,
two fried eggs, some bacon, another pancake, and then syrup over the top. And then that's a breakfast.
That does sound like a good. Are you like a Waffle House person?
Oh,
IHOP?
Are you kidding
Waffle
me?
House?
Yeah, cholesterol is what I
now,
am.
Now, I've never eaten at this place in Denver that I constantly hear about in all the years that I've lived here, Pete's Kitchen.
Oh, Pete's. Yeah.
I've never eaten there. Is it as good as
good.
Every hipster says it is?
It's good. It I guess it got that pop culture popularity.
Uh-huh.
It's no better than Denver Diner or Sam's Number 3. It's right there.
Who is your favorite? For me, I'm a Waffle House. I will go any time of day, breakfast around the clock. But there's people that only, as you know, I only eat at Snooze.
Right.
I will only go to.
Those people don't say it like that. They say, excuse me, but I will only eat my breakfast at Snooze.
Snooze.
Mm-hmm. Which Snooze is good, and there's always a line. I mean, it's pancakes.
What is it about white people? What is, seriously, what is it about white people and the snobby eating places?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you go by like Snooze or what's the other place over in Capitol Hill that's so popular? I can't think of it right off the bat.
The breakfast place or the burger place?
It's like a brunch place.
I can't remember.
It's not Snooze, but it's one of those, same thing. You go past those places, just a line of white people. Just white people waiting. Just this iPad and an iPhone, just waiting.
That's an Occupy movement, you think?
Right. Something bad's about to go down
over
there.
They've got iPads, watch out.
But you never go past, like, you know, somewhere in the hood.
Coleman's.
Right, it's
Coleman's
right over
barbecue
here.
And soul food.
One of the best places to eat in Denver.
Right.
Never a lie.
Now, I will say this. I just ate at Tom's Home Cooking. Tom's Home Cooking is like a block away from here, and I will take you there, and you will fall in love. It's all like Southern home cooking. It's two guys. They own this place. They're only open from 11 to 2:30.
Is Tom involved?
Tom is one of the owners.
Okay, all right.
Right.
I don't know how I pulled that out of my ass.
They're only open lunch. That's it, 11 to 2:30.
That's
Boom.
It.
They cook certain things. It's not like you go in and order off a menu. I want some of the. There's a whiteboard, and it says today
we have
this, and these are the sides. And you pick your main course, your two sides, and it comes with a pop, and that's it. And as things run out,
right,
he yells out 86 collard greens, and the kid that cleans up the table walks over to the whiteboard. No more collard greens. They're not cooking anymore. They've cooked what they've allotted for that day.
Well, what if they get out of the entrees and there's nothing but collard greens left? You walk up, they go, got collard greens.
Got collard greens.
We got, what do you want?
That's it. I mean, when the catfish is gone,
out.
Out.
Oh, here's one that drove me nuts the other night. I drive through the Taco Bell. And
I'm sorry.
No, me too. I pull up and Taco Bell, you know? And I go, I'd like, she goes, we're out of meat. So you could have anything that doesn't have meat.
What does that mean? Taco Bell?
What do they have at Taco Bell that doesn't contain meat? What do just you, beans and cheese?
I could have a quesadilla.
That's what your restaurant is.
Yeah.
How do you run out of...
That is it. That is what you do.
Yeah. You serve tacos and burritos and...
Welcome to Burger King. We have bread.
That's right.
We have bread.
But you know, here's my dumbass. I'm like... Okay, hold on. Let me look.
Can I order this without? Never mind.
Okay, I'll just have the soft chicken tacos. Actually, I sit there and like, all right. Instead of just going, thank you.
I'll go
somewhere. Right. I'll go to the other taco place that's four on the way home from here.
Right.
There's like four.
I've got this to pick from, but yeah. No, right here.
We are some lazy-ass white people.
I'm already in the drive-thru. I got to figure it out. But going back to Tom's,
uh-huh.
When you go there, Matt and I went there for lunch today. We got there at 11:35, and the line is out the door, over and around to the parking lot. But it's one of those places where you walk up, order, they put it in the thing.
Keep going.
Just
keep going. Like the soup Nazi kind of thing.
Exactly. I mean, there's no, you don't sit down and...
No collard greens for you!
I told you they're off the whiteboard. no one takes your order. You walk up, order, pay, take your food, sit down and go. But the line is just out the door. And I mean, around, there was probably a 20-minute standing outside line to get in the building to order your food.
And were they serving ex-wife today? Is that what the...
Well,
been simmering for 4 days.
That didn't taste exactly like... She might... Yes, they were.
Yeah!
But it was it's well worth it. I mean, it's good food, but that's the only place around here that there's a line. We go to Welton Street Cafe right down the block.
No line.
No line. They know us by name. They just said, go over there, get a table, sit down. We'll be there in a minute. But white folks, it's Snooze.
It's Snooze.
It's pancakes, assholes.
Well, they had. I don't. It can't be Snooze. It's the place I'm. The place I'm trying to think of.
Where's it at? I'll find it.
It's somewhere in Cherry. I mean, not Cherry Creek. Capitol Hill, over by the Esquire, sort of that neighborhood. You know that area, and they had sushi breakfast. It was like you were eating sushi, only it was breakfast. You ever seen that? No, it was. That's why white people line up. Where else can you get sushi breakfast?
Is it Dazzle?
That's it.
Dazzle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not eating sushi for breakfast. And I like sushi.
But it's not really sushi. It's like, you know, eggs, but it's rolled with rice and has seaweed. And there's a bacon strip and, this kind of.
$17?
Right. Yeah. Disguised
again.
As breakfast.
I need to get in the right business. We're going to take some really cheap shit and swank it up for you.
Uh-huh. And serve white people food.
Uh-huh.
And you have to have a name, like you said. It has to be Dazzle. Snooze.
Yeah.
Perky. Not Perkins.
No.
Not Perkins. No. You're not getting people in with Perkins.
There's not a line at Perkins.
Matter
unless
fact,
it's Sunday at 11:30. IHOP, too.
Is IHOP closing?
I know that the IHOP in Longmont, of all places, just closed. Just one day closed.
Wow. I guess not enough people want the velvet pancake. They were doing the red velvet pancake. Yeah. I thought about going.
I'm a breakfast for dinner kind of guy, too. I like places that serve breakfast at night.
Yeah. But gravy? Are you a gravy guy?
I'm a food guy.
You know why? You don't drink.
You're right. Not really. I don't.
No, you're not a big drinker.
No.
See, I think that everybody that I talk to that's into food is not a big drinker. Like, that becomes their alcohol. Like, oh, I discovered a new restaurant as a person. I got a new bar.
About 12 years ago, I had that really cool habit of I didn't really like cocaine. I just liked how it smelled.
Uh-huh.
And I went to camp.
Uh-huh.
And then I
adult camp.
Right. And then I gained a candy addiction coming out of camp.
All right.
I've been clean for
sugar.
12 years.
Sugar.
But sugar.
You need the rush.
Oh, man. You have no idea. I mean,
Well, that's what it has. When I quit drinking, coffee replaced my alcohol.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, especially white people.
Does this say anything?
That your travel mugs. And
both of them.
Caffeine du jour. Is that we've become what used to be like our drugs of the past.
Yeah.
Now is coffee. Like, I have friends like will bring over coffee like dope. Oh,
yeah.
You've got to try the Guatemalan.
You've
got to try the Guatemalan.
Have you had the cola?
Oh, I have not done that.
Oh,
fire some up.
It's fucking coffee.
Completely.
How come I just spent $27 on a pound of coffee?
and you have it stuffed down the front of your pants like you're sneaking it across the border. What is?
It's exactly it too. I mean, I guess as we grow older and we've got to be more responsible, we've still got to have something. But really, $27
for coffee? Well, I was talking yesterday on the podcast. I talked to Brian Burridge, who owns and operates one of the Das Bad coffee places. And, I said, is there a big difference between coffee? Like, because every time I post a picture of me with a Starbucks, he's always been like, Starbucks fucking sucks. Come get real coffee. And I'm like, what's coffee? Coffee, is it? And unless.
What I need is more caffeine. Is that what
that's
you have?
That's all I need.
Because if you have more caffeine than them. Make a commercial, and I'm fucking coming.
Do you have energetic brown water here?
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for. Because I'm going to put cream and sugar in it, and I'm not going to know what the fuck it tastes like anyway.
Yeah, that's like the assholes that at the bar that have to have Grey Goose, but then they mix it with everything on Earth, and you're like, really?
Okay, this is the funniest shit that you brought this up. My ex-girlfriend, and the new girlfriend is probably, will hate this, and I'm sorry, baby, I brought this up. I know the ex is a sore subject, but this is the perfect example. She was one of those snobs. Like, it either had to be Grey Goose or Kettle.
Yeah.
Both of them expensive, and I'm like, when you mix it, it doesn't
it
make any difference
same.
At all. When you know, I can tell the difference. I can tell. No, you can't. So one night, I was tired of spending. Did you do it?
Yes.
I just said, "Give me a vodka and cranberry." Handed it. Not a word was said. Can I get another one of these? Yeah. Three of them later, not a word said. So every time from that point on, I go, "Yeah, I'll get you
I'll
a Grey
go get
Goose.
You a drink." No, just wait here, baby.
You wait here. I'll go get it for you.
Grey Goose, right?
They don't know at all.
Yeah. I mean, I can see. Having drank before, if you're just going to drink vodka, you might want to spend a little bit more. But as soon as you're dumping anything else into it.
Right.
No,
right. It's
no,
the same people that say, Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
You might as well get a whiskey and Coke at this point.
How about whiskey and whatever they have on the gun as far as pop?
Cola.
Yeah, because that's.
I'll have a whiskey and cola.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that. I've been on dates with girls who. They want to be hoity-toity and see if you'll spend the money, and they're ordering, the Grey Goose and the Sky and the Kettle One and the this and the that, and I'm like,
That's the sign to dump him right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Well, why didn't I just walk away then?
Right this second. You go, oh, hold on. I'm going to go to the bar and just walk
keep
to
on.
Your car and keep on going.
Yeah.
Why did what happened?
I've done
know.
The exact same thing, though. I'm like, you know what? About two of these in, kiss my ass. I got your drink, baby.
Why can't guys find a sugar mama? You know, like you're talking about the girls that want you to spend the money on them. All the girls, you know, take me to this. I want to eat here. Take me there. When have you ever had a woman that you turn to her and go, go get me a...
Baby, I need... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you need a new suit? Yeah, I'll need a
Armani. And you hear about it, and you see... I mean, you see him on Springer, where the guy just owns a girl, and she does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I guess you have to live in the right trailer park for that, but at the same time... It doesn't happen to me.
Right. And I don't want a trailer park. I want a sugar mama. I want somebody that...
I want to drive a Maserati.
Not that I don't love the one I have.
Right.
Let's backpedal.
Baby, I love you.
You know what they hear.
Right.
No matter what you say, you know what hear.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's not the sugar... There's not a gaggle of these. You can't go to the purple martini or whatever.
Right.
And next thing you know, you're living in the penthouse downtown.
You or I are not going to go out tonight downtown, walk into a bar, and not pay for a drink. Because every woman in there that we talk to will buy us a drink.
Right.
My
sister told me when she was in her dating thing that whenever she would run low on money, like, you know, toward the end of 2 weeks and the paycheck is about gone.
Yeah, you got 3 days waiting
for
the paycheck.
You know what I mean? There's that gap. She said that she and her girlfriends used to just go to the bar and everything was taken care of. Like drinks, dinner, everything. And that's... A guy could not fucking do that. There's no way you can walk into a bar and go, I'm broke. Don't worry. It's all on me.
I got this. I have a friend who is very active in the Denver downtown scene.
Uh-huh.
She books shows, does stuff. She will go weeks without spending a dollar on food or booze.
At all.
She will schedule dates. So she can eat.
So the gaps are there. I know on Monday I have this.
Yeah.
Wednesday's taken care
and
of.
And at nice restaurants. So she can eat out at the best places and be seen by people that she's never, ever, ever going to hook up with. Never, ever really going to talk to. Except just to dangle the carrot enough so that next month when she hits that same spot.
So she's using basically match.com as...
as dinner.com.
Dinner.com. Right. Wait.
I think we're onto something here.
Dinner.com. Yes, Tom, I would love to go out with you.
Uh-huh.
Next guy. Yes, Bobby, I would love Wednesday night to have
Wednesday.
Dinner with
Let's
you.
Do it when... And, you know, my schedule is really, really busy, but we could probably get together like next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, and she plays it, eats at
Elway. Is she hot?
She's a girl's got to be about a 6.5 or a 7
for a free dinner.
For free,
yeah. So there is I agree. There's a level of a 4 isn't getting a 4 is going to get a panini from Safeway.
Right, right.
I'll grab a sandwich. I'll meet you at the park
from a 3.
Right.
A 4 is not getting a dinner from a guy that's a 7.
Now, have you ever seen that in a relationship, though? I have a friend.
Hot guy, ugly girl?
Yeah. Do you know this? Because I know one for a fact that it used to freak me out.
No.
I have a friend. He looks exactly like what Tom Selleck used to when he was Magnum P.I.
Okay,
the same
so back
of,
in the day kind
back
of
in the day,
man's man.
Oh, yeah. Still got the bushy mustache. I mean, he's a man's man. Girls are just, when we go to the bar, oh, who's your friend? Oh. He married this butt-ugly woman. I mean, butt-ugly. Almost cross-eyed. Not that that's a bad thing. Don't cross-eyed people try to write me two letters at the same time. But everybody's like, he could have had anybody.
The only thing that comes to mind, sparks must have shot out his
ass
in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
she must have set him
fire. Yeah. I've seen the opposite a lot. And I don't know how. I am an example of the opposite.
Oh, you think you got above your raising?
Oh, I outkicked my coverage by far. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not saying your girlfriend isn't very pretty. I've seen her. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But you're not an unattractive. It's not like you're
a
troll.
Yeah, but I'm like a 6.5, 7 with her. I'm like an 8, 8.5.
Uh-huh.
When I'm out with her, chicks want to talk to me.
Oh.
When I'm out by myself.
A large wallet or a big dick.
Right. When I'm out by myself, they'll talk to me if I were to approach them.
Right.
But if I'm out with her, they're like, hey, I haven't seen you in so long. How are you?
Who's this?
Because if she's with him,
there's got to be something.
Yeah, something's going on.
Well, married guys always know that you get hit on more.
Yeah.
Married guys. I mean, that's why single guys just ought to wear a wedding ring.
But being in a relationship with a hotter chick than you does not hurt. Mm-mm. For your confidence, at least.
Right. I mean, confidence is a big thing.
Because you just get looked at different. You're like, yep.
Uh-huh. He carries himself all right. Uh-huh. He probably eats at snooze.
And then goes to Dazzle. On his way from the coffee shop.
Now, how many major relationships have you been through, would you say?
This is number four.
In your life?
In my life, this is number four. Like, yes.
Right. You don't count the skirmishes of like, oh, we dated for a couple weeks.
Right, right.
It was a couple months.
Yeah. I say
relationships have to be like over like a 2-year period. Right. This is a 2-year.
Two years or more.
Yeah.
This is number four. My life.
And how do you know, because my girlfriend the other day posted something on Twitter, and then she took it off about how to tell if it's the one.
Oh.
How to tell if it's the one. And everybody's like, oh, is it getting serious? Y'all getting married?
Are you there?
What? It's gone.
Yeah.
But how do you know it's the one? I mean, everybody is, oh, you always hear, oh, you know.
You just know. Now, I'm going to be the most cliche piece of shit in the world.
All right.
I have looked from afar. I've been in relationships. I've been married twice.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in relationships where I thought I could long haul it. You know, I was like, this is probably about what I deserve in life.
Yeah.
But I've seen relationships where you see those two people and they're just like always in. I mean, they're in love and you can see it. Like they're looking at each other. There's an aura around them. And you're like, either they're really good at faking it in public and they hate each other behind closed doors, or that really exists. But I don't believe it exists because that's bullshit. Because real life happens. You fight about money. You know, 10 minutes is 2 hours.
What if you don't fight? What if you, seriously, my girlfriend and I don't fight. I've always thought that was bullshit too. You know, always hear those. Oh,
yeah.
We never fight. We don't fight.
Yeah.
We both of us tend to just give in one way or the other. You know, like, well, I thought we were going. Oh, all right, yeah, you're right. I said we'd do that first.
Okay. Well, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But then there's couples that just like they butt heads fucking constantly.
That could be part of it. And I see both trains of thought. In every relationship I've been in, I've never felt that thing. And this is where I'm going to sound like that cheesy douchebag. Kristen and I met, and it was almost instantaneously where the rest of the world kind of
disappeared around
it. Well, and it was without saying anything, without saying this is kind of how I feel about relationships, this is how it is. Naturally, she's that girl that has my back 100%, even when I'm dead ass wrong in public.
And then she takes you home and chews your ass.
And then we get
out
in the car and she goes, you are such an idiot. I would never say this in front of anyone, but do you know what you just said? And I'm like, what do you mean? And then she explains it to me. And to me, that changed things. Because every other relationship that I've been in, I'm dead ass wrong in public. And they jump on the other team and they're like, yeah. And then and I'm like, really? Because I thought, you know,
I thought we were a team.
I thought we had something here. But it worked out the other way. And with Kristen, it's that thing where the world, and it's cheesy as it sounds, the world disappears. We have days where we get up in the morning, we get in the car, and we just go. And neither one of us realizes that there's anything else out there.
It's like they like when the camera, like an Instagram, when you hit that fuzzy thing and you only get the one clear dot.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Right.
You as a couple, you are that one clear Instagram dot.
And I have been through relationships and I have made all of the mistakes. The good ones, the bad ones, the really bad ones.
Yeah. I've been married 3 times, so I've done.
Yeah, you've done it too.
I've done it all.
And finally, I've got to that point now where I'm like, I know who I am as a person. I know what my expectations are and my, you know, my non-negotiables. And she hasn't even bumped into a non-negotiable.
You know, what would be a non-negotiable? Like for me, one non-negotiable for me would just be like, I have to do this to pay the bills. I have to take this job.
Yeah.
I've got to go do this stand-up date just because, you know, there's not going to be, but But I wanted to go visit my mom. Well, go visit your mom.
Right, right.
You know, that is not a... I'm not taking a gig for...
Ultimatums
right.
are a non-negotiable with me. You don't tell me do this or. Because I'll take or.
Every time?
If you push me that way, yeah. If you want to sit down and have a discussion with me and say, okay, we've got these things coming up and they're going to hit, you know, they're going to overlap. We've got to figure it out. Let's work on, you know, some common ground. Great. Let's do that. You tell me you take that gig and blah, 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 or you
said... If you take that, I'm out of here. Right. If you take that gig, then I am out of here.
Well, then when I get back from this gig...
I want your shit out of here.
Your shit better be packed.
Yeah, don't threaten me. I want to come home to an empty goddamn house. Right. I want you to
take it all.
if you're threatening to leave, I want to come home and just see rings where the furniture used to be.
Because that's what I'm used to.
Look, there used to be a picture on that wall. That's really what happened to me on my last breakup. Well, I got dumped.
Yeah, and I
had gone out to do a gig, and she left while I was gone. And I came in, and I thought, fuck, we've been robbed. Because it was like, you know, you could tell
and
where
you took her, too.
Because you know how you can tell where a picture hung on the wall?
Yeah, there's
like a kind of a light color.
The sun.
I was like, I started looking around, because that was the first thing I noticed. Was like those an empty frames. What the? There's two of the four chairs are missing. Wait, there's...
She took...
Half of the silverware is gone.
Did she really divide it? Half?
This thief is good with numbers. He divided everything by two. Cops come over. Who are we looking for? We're looking for the divided by two thief. That's who.
Has he been striking a lot around here? Yeah, you'll find him at divorce
half
court.
My shit is gone.
That is it, too. I have been the sucker both times that walked away with a duffel bag. And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. And then you got to find an apartment, and then you got to live on a futon because you can't afford to buy it all.
I've been there.
I did.
That was my second divorce. I moved to California. It was like, you know, this isn't working. She and I had the talk. I was already sleeping in separate rooms and everything. One day, she's like, this isn't working. You can have everything. I'm going to California. So I really just left the house and took my suitcase.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a place to live. I didn't have it. I went to California with a suitcase and a couple hundred bucks.
I had a duffel bag, my car, which was a piece of shit, and a couple friends that would let me couch surf, but I had to schedule the couch surfing so it didn't feel like I was there too long.
Uh-huh. You weren't a roommate yet.
Yeah, so I could come back.
Yeah. Well, when I got out there without even a car. At least you had transportation.
Yeah.
I went to, and I stayed with Roseanne Barr's ex-husband, Bill Pentland, Roseanne from TV, and he said, well, I got an extra car if you need something to drive. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I love you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I'll grab your ass as I reach her. Yeah.
Whatever you want. I'll pull you into me.
Right. He gave me the car, and I ended up buying the car from, like, I'll give you a couple hundred bucks a week, and I'll take care of it. So I slowly, like you said, accumulated. I went and got a futon. That was the first thing. Don't we all? That was the first thing. And then I went to Sears, and I bought a TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it sat on the floor. So for a long time, it was just a bed and a TV. Because as a single guy, you're going to eat out anyway.
And the good thing about a futon and the TV on the floor is you're already that low.
You're laying on the floor.
you're already right there.
And then you go out and try to meet, hey, you want to come home to my futon and TV? I'll show you a good time.
You're always trying to go to their house?
Yeah. I think he's married. He never wants me to go back to his place. He's not married. He's single and broke. He's got a futon on the floor. Why do they always jump to he must be married? Yeah, their girlfriend. Oh, he must be married.
Oh, you've not been to his house?
Oh, I bet his wife. Oh, because he's got a wife.
We need to find out what's going on.
I've got a futon from the Goodwill store. That's what I got.
And it's still a little bit funky from the Febreze.
The other day, this is on topic but off topic. My girlfriend loves to shop used clothing stores. As you saw. You too, Trevor.
Yes.
You're a Plato's
Closet guy. Yeah.
She loves that. Uh-huh. Used. And we were at this other place, this new thing called Common Thread over off South Pearl.
Okay.
Really nice store. Not No men's. Because they even came up to me. We don't have men's stuff.
We don't
stuff.
Have any men.
I don't know. I'm with her.
Do you see me holding your purse?
I'm holding a purse. Maybe that's what.
They're like, meh.
I did get that.
You're with the hair.
I did get that the other day at Charlotte Russe. I was walking around, and the guy was one of the guy that works there. You know, goes, "Can I help you find something?" I'm like, "I'm not here because I'm in a drag show later."
Yeah, chair. I'm tired of standing here while she walks around.
So anyway, we're back to this common thread. They had these really nice boots, really cool cowboy boot, girl chick cowboy boots.
Uh-huh.
And I go, "Those are nice," and the price didn't matter. She goes, "Oh, I would never buy used shoes. I would never buy it. They got that funk."
Huh.
Please explain that to me.
Right.
You don't you buy used clothes,
right,
which more people have sweat in,
right,
than
you're buying used jeans,
right,
that have had farts pounded into,
right,
them for how long?
Pussy cheese, yeah, on those jeans.
Extra and I'm sour, sorry, cream.
Those blue jeans have blue cream, blue right, cheese. But now boots, shoes, Bobby had socks. There's,
yeah,
been a barrier
for the most
part.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Unless it's like a pair of deck shoes that you know some asshole wore with no socks to look cool with his,
yeah,
sweater.
But how many
vest.
Chicks do you know?
Right.
We're talking
socks.
About chick clothing store. Right.
And boots.
And boots.
You're not sliding your foot naked.
Okay,
foot
so
into
she's
a boot.
Wrong. Let's agree on this, that she's wrong.
I'm not agreeing with shit.
You know she's listening,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
You're
wrong.
You're wrong. I am wrong. She's right. Used shoes have funk in them.
I have a pair of used shoes.
Are they funky?
From Plato's Closet. I didn't smell any funk on them.
No.
No more funk than I was going to have in them in 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah. A little, like you said, Febreze or a little Lysol,
yeah,
and psh, good as new.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't buy a pair of shoes that you picked up and it smelled like a porta potty at,
right,
Taste of Colorado.
The homeless guy with the great hair. I'm not
right,
taking
I'm
his
not
shoes.
At
no point am I going to say, I'll just swap your shoes. But, yeah, I bought a pair at Plato's Closet. They were cool. They were, like, really nice Nike shoes that were, like, $120 in the store. They looked almost new. And it was, like, $19.99. I was like,
I'm taking these.
I'll take those.
And then you even tried to get a deal.
Yeah. Hey, can I get 15?
There's a scratch on these. Can I get some taken off? I almost did that the other day. I was at World Market, and
uh-huh,
they've got these Hawaiian rugs, area rugs. And one of them had a tear in it, and they were already on sale.
They weren't on sale. They were on clearance.
Right. They were like, please take these.
Right.
But there was a tear, and I picked it up, and I thought, maybe I'll buy this if they'll take more off.
If they give me just another 10%.
Yeah. And then as I was walking with it, I actually had it. It was headed toward the cash register, and I thought, somebody will go, Mudflap is such a cheap fucker.
Right.
He tried to, I
this
thought,
will be the time they recognize me.
I put it back. Yeah. I seriously put it back and thought, I am not going to lower myself and be recognized as Mudflap tried
you
to
You need me to go up there?
I might. I hate being recognized. There's,
yeah,
there's times that you love it. There's times you hate,
yeah,
it.
Sometimes you need it.
When you're low on cash and they
and you're hungry.
Yeah, and they go, "Don't worry, Mudflap.
Yeah,
we're just glad to have you eat here."
Whew, thank you.
That's been
I
great.
Couldn't afford to pay for
but the
this
time
anyway.
That I was in Pleasures.
Yeah, that's not the one.
And they're like, you picked up the big double-headed, didn't you, Mudflap? Yeah. No.
It's a joke, a bachelor party joke. It was a
right.
joke. It was a,
right.
I'm funny. It was
Where
a joke.
Am I? I was hitting the head, and I came to in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely don't get it to the same extent that you do around, but in the music scene. And
you get that same recognition?
Yeah. I go to the wrong place, and I'm like, shit.
Wow.
Or I walk up, and I've been guilty of this, of thinking I have a little bit of the local fame.
Uh-huh.
And so I just walk up to a venue that I know all the bands playing. I've interviewed them. They've sat in this studio. And I walk up to the door guy, and I just start to walk by.
Uh-huh.
And he
puts an arm, stiff arms you.
Puts the arm out, and he's like, can I see your ID? And I'm like,
ID?
I almost want to go. Don't you know?
Know who I am? Have you ever uttered the word, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I've thought it. I'm never going to utter it. And I pull out my ID, and he's like, $5. And I'm like, fuck,
five.
I got to go home. I don't have $5.
God.
Yeah, local venue, and I can't even. Oh.
You didn't do the. Look over there. Run by.
Yeah.
Now, I've never done that. I have never, ever pulled the do you know who I am.
Oh, no,
but one time I was with it was another radio here DJ here in town, Tracy Taylor. I don't know if you remember
her.
Yeah,
I know Tracy. Tracy. Yeah. She's in Vegas now.
Yeah, she's in Vegas. She used to be at KYGO. And she goes, I'll meet you at Cheesecake Factory. You know, and then she texts me, I'm running late. Grab us a table. So when she gets there, it's packed. It's white people everywhere. There's white people
line.
Waiting to eat. So I go, they said it'll be about 20 or 30 minutes before we get a table. She goes, did you tell them who you were? I go, no, I didn't tell. She moves me, goes up to the front. Excuse me, I'm Tracy Taylor. That's Mudflap. We're from KYGO, and we need a table. And she's like, turns to me and goes, come on. It was like that.
And it worked?
It worked. I would never
do, I couldn't
do I wouldn't it. Do that. I don't have it in me to do that. I don't have the...
I'm the guy that won't send my dinner back.
Oh, never. No. I might not finish it. I might be halfway through it and go, oh, look, it's raw in the middle.
Yeah.
Ah, never mind.
Whatever. You could bring me something that the other table ordered and put it in front of me. I'm probably just going to eat it. And I've been with people that are like, oh, my God, this... Do you see that this... There's too much lettuce on this and that, and they're sending it back to...
This doesn't look like the picture at Denny's.
Yeah. I'm like, really? You're at Denny's, asshole. Nothing looks like the
it's
picture.
It moves over my hammy. Yeah. Fucking eat it.
I won't. I just don't. I won't send it. I don't care.
I won't either.
Just put it in front of me. I'll eat it.
I don't mind at all.
I'll eat it right now. I don't care.
It doesn't... It's... I don't know. Who we think we're insulting? Do we think we're insulting the waitress... The chef, because something in us makes us go,
right.
Oh, I don't want to embarrass them.
Yeah,
I don't want to
inconvenience them. Or,
yeah, they're just doing their job. It's no big deal.
It's not like we're at like the restaurant,
right?
Where you would send something back and they would truly be offended. The guy in the kitchen's like, man,
I have been there. I was in Vegas with my manager who is from London.
Mm-hmm.
We went to. It was in Vegas at Caesars, and what's the name of the big restaurant there? Wolfgang's.
Oh,
Wolfgang,
yeah.
Wolfgang. Uh-huh. And they come by after the meal, and it was everything all right? And my manager goes, no, as a matter of fact, that was the worst meal I have ever had. I have traveled all around the world. I have had dinner with Elton John and the Queen of England, and I must say, this is probably the worst meal. I wanted to crawl under the fucking table.
You're like, oh my God.
Oh, they're like, excuse me, let me get the manager. And
let
the manager,
me get the chef.
The chef came out too. There's like this thing around the table. We're really sorry. What didn't you like? And he's like, this is too dry. This was too dry. This was overcooked. This was like, and I'm just like, it's Wolfgang Puck's. This is one of the best meals I've ever tasted in my life. Yeah, the steak was a little dry.
This could have been cat food.
I know.
I'd have been good.
I know. I don't have that in me, and I'm happy to eat whatever. I've never pulled one of those deals and never would.
No.
I mean, I even eat chili out of the can. So
yeah, I eat any more beef stew.
That's as close as you'll ever get to dog food.
Yeah. If you open it, it's...
Seriously, have you ever... You're taking the spoon, and you're putting it out, and you're like, I could be feeding the dog.
Even the same sound as it goes... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's got the coagulated...
Everything. It's human dog food.
And that beef's not beef.
It's not? It's not beef as we know it.
Right. I mean, there's a form of beef, I'm sure, but it's the same. Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder...
What?
Maybe.
Dog food? What's it say on the... You know, well, here's one. I don't know if you know this. Jack in the Box is owned by Purina. The mothership company of Jack in the Box is Purina. So if you've ever wondered about those two tacos for 99 cents,
why do
you bite into one
and
that orange stuff runs down your arm? Tacos that make their own gravy. Chuck wagon.
That's I like Jack in the Box.
I could live off Jack in the Box. There's a new place that I just saw that I posted on my Facebook. Denver just got a brand new Doner kebab stand.
Oh, I saw that. I had no idea what it was, but I saw that you posted it. I was like...
And did you see all the Brits that have posted under... Thank you! And they went today. A bunch of guys from England, expats, went today.
Uh-huh.
They said it's the best they've had.
Really?
Since leaving England. And I don't know if
I've eaten at a couple English restaurants, and maybe dog food's not so bad.
Yeah. Well, they're not really known for their food.
No.
The kebab is more of that Middle Eastern lamb on a stick, you know.
I'm okay with that.
That dog log thing,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the Euro.
The Euro, but yeah. Oh, this is a little, it's much, much higher quality, the Doner kebab.
Wow, well, I'm in.
Yeah, we'll have to go try it sometime. Yeah. I wish I could remember the name of the place. It's like Shizdan or Shizdan.
That's probably the only thing that that Kristen and I have as polar opposites.
Food?
Yeah. She was raised on, like, meat and potatoes and spaghetti and, I mean, just very... That's American, boy. We eat American food here in America. And I'm like, hey, let's go have Thai tonight. Or there's a new Ethiopian place over here.
What do they give you? Here's a plate, beg for shit. What do you got at Ethiopian
just
restaurant?
It's just an in and out. They give you a plate,
you walk around and get nothing. You're like, wow, that was just like the real thing.
They don't give you a plate, they give you a sign. You got to give the Sharpie back, though. $12.
No. Well, Janet and I, this thing, and we're polar opposite on food as far as spice. Yeah. I love hot and spicy.
Yeah.
She cannot
exactly
take it
the
at
same.
All.
Like Santiago's. I'm like, can you make it a little bit hotter?
Yeah.
Because this part of my head's not sweating
right. That
yet.
Little peninsula part yeah. doesn't have water around
right.
it yet.
She's like Taco Bell mild sauce.
And then, oh!
She's like, it's just so spicy. And I'm like, that's like ketchup with water.
Yeah, because now she doesn't trust me at all. When she'll go, is it spicy? No. You said it was. And yeah. It really wasn't spicy to me.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. I'm not
flavorful.
Lying to you.
It's not spicy.
I'm not trying to trick you. I didn't notice any.
Right. It wasn't. No, it didn't make me go... Not one time.
Well, she made this recipe the other day. It was called Jamaican jerk chicken. I don't know if you've had jerk chicken.
Yeah, I like it.
Which I love. She found this recipe, and it called for a four-day. It's a four-day deal. You prepare the chicken. You put it. It has to marinate for 3 days. And it's got habanero peppers. It's one of the best thing ever.
Like waiting on sex when you meet a girl.
It's horrible. I mean, I know. It's like, I'm hungry. Why the fuck are you making this? Yeah. We're going to have dinner in 4 days.
Woo!
Yeah. So she prepares it. It looks great. It's like she's got the plate laid out. She takes one bite after 4 days of preparation and goes, oh, my God, I can't eat this. This is too spicy. Okay, that means 6 pieces of chicken for me.
Woo!
But I felt horrible for her that she had done all
four
this prep and she was like looking forward to it because
yeah.
she knew that I liked it. And she goes, I even cut back on the peppers. It called for 6. I only used 4.
Huh.
I just, you know.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. I don't understand. Spicy is just.
Just bring it.
All I taste is hot. Now, you get past that, don't you? Yeah. That's what happens. People have to realize you get past hot
yeah.
to different levels of taste.
Yeah. There's flavor behind the hot that
right.
you've got
to... Like, but you have to find it.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, it's the mango habanero wings.
Oh, high five.
Yeah.
High five, low five.
Yeah,
that is my absolute favorite.
Mm-hmm. The sweet with the hot?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that all day long.
Well, here's my newest discovery is a food processor from Big Lots. For $10, it's one of like these little tiny food processors.
Yeah,
yeah. You put any type of fruit and peppers in it. Boom. So I just been making my own whatever salsa. What? Oh, a can of fruit cocktail, jalapenos, and a habanero. I'm having hot fruit cocktail. It's one of the. Does that sound too weird? It's delicious.
Peaches,
and a habanero.
Try this, baby. It's peaches.
It's just peaches. My mouth is on fire. But you can take any fruit. That's what I the other day I threw some watermelon in there.
Is it the magic bullet? Are you playing with the magic bullet?
It would be the magic bullet if it wasn't
for
a brand. Big Lots.
right.
Right. Mm. This is just that $10. Everything on the shelf,
$10. I bought the one from Walgreens that isn't the magic bullet, and it was a magic piece of shit.
Was it?
Yeah, because... You're supposed to be able to put ice in it and then put some fruit and a little bit of juice
and make
a smoothie.
Right on the spot.
Yeah. What I made was the smell of electricity burning in my kitchen. So there's something we said about buying the name brand.
Yeah.
Because that was not a good idea.
Oh, Miss Dane got ripped off the other day with they went to one of those like home and garden expo things where they have all the food products. You know, where the people are like, look over here, it dices and slices.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Have the,
they got the headset
on, and they're
Garth Brooks microphone.
Right, the Garth. I got friends with carrot sticks. So they're chopping all this up. So she buys it and brings it home. It won't grade fucking cheese. It's supposed to be the miracle cheese grater, turns
right.
lettuce into coleslaw, cabbage into,
yeah,
you know, it's one
yeah,
of those.
Yeah.
And I am like just pushing as hard as I mean, like, just this. If this thing snaps, I'm going to rip skin on my knuckles through this grater.
I am losing a hand right here.
Right. And she goes, well, they made it look so easy. That's their job. They probably have one that's sharp.
Yeah.
They made one good one, and then they have all these pieces of shit they sell for you for $7.99.
Yeah, I've been suckered.
Oh, what are you holding up? What is that?
Fushigi.
Is that that?
You've seen it.
Is that that roll it on your fingers thing?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're a magician.
Because I just watched you, and it looked like you're just rolling a ball in your hand. That's not doing shit.
They make it look like it's...
They look like it balances, it flies up the ends of their fingers.
I can make it levitate, and I even watched the video.
Uh-huh.
1995. It's been sitting there for a year and a half.
That's right up there with that one that's the worm. They make that worm crawl up your arm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same
shit.
I've watched that video and that commercial a couple times, thought, that might be pretty cool, but you know, now I'm going to learn from you.
You know who's a junkie?
Who?
Matt Need.
Oh.
Infomercials.
He'll buy shit off the infomercial?
Follow him on Twitter.
Okay.
About 2:30 in the morning,
uh-huh.
The tweets start coming.
I just bought a...
Did you see the infomercial for blah, blah, blah? I'm like, yeah, the Ninja Kitchen, they sell it at Walmart.
The Ninja Kitchen.
Yeah. He cracks me. I'm like...
Well, I'm like that with eBay. I'm an eBay junkie. If I just start looking, I don't need something, but I'm looking. And
I
like,
can't.
Oh, look at that microphone.
There's two things, Craigslist and eBay. I have to block them.
Because you will buy something or will get something?
I'll spend the rent. I will spend the rent because I will find shit that I need. I didn't know it existed 5 minutes ago, but I need it.
And
I'm bad.
Here I am. I'm going to follow you with the story.
Uh-huh.
I bought a vibrating motel bed. off of eBay. You've seen them in the movie.
Yes.
They put a quarter in. It works great.
Is it in the spare bedroom, I hope?
No. I let it do all the work.
You're like,
here,
ahead,
baby,
go.
Climb on.
Watch this. I got you.
Oh,
I promised you the ride
I'm
of your
life.
I'm
not there yet. Sorry, I'm out of quarters.
Hey, here's the deal. We can do laundry, or you can hurry
or
up.
Or you can come. What would you like to do?
What? Because if you want both, you better speed this shit up.
But I didn't know they really existed. I knew motel.
I thought that was a movie thing.
I did, too. You know, the magic fingers.
Yeah,
you put it on.
Yeah.
No, and what it is, it's not even a whole bed. It's the box that you put the quarter in that sits there. It has a little knob.
Yeah.
And then there's another motor that you attach to the frame of any bed. It's just like a vibrator. It's
right.
Like a brrr, and you attach it to the bed frame, and it just shakes the shit out of your bed. That's all that it is.
That cannot be good for two things. The hardware of the bed.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You're going to lose some bolts.
Uh-huh. And some wood's going to crack.
Right about rodeo time, you guys are going to be sprawled out all over the floor.
I'm afraid it's going to be the time that the dogs are under the bed.
Right.
I've seriously thought that. I thought this, it's going to.
Oh, my God. Ruined sex for 2 years.
Yeah. Women would never have sex again.
No.
If they were having sex and they killed the dog,
right. You're
it's
done.
Over. It's over. They've scarred them. They now have doggy issues.
You may as well just have an affair and get divorced because you're never.
You'll be walking down the street. You'll see a dog.
You have her just about over it. You've been warming it up for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I think maybe tonight we can. Did you see that puppy? He looks just like
that. Yeah.
Fuck.
You're about to have sex, and there on TV comes like a dog chow commercial.
What's that? That stupid Kylie Minogue or whatever. She does the fucking dog.
Oh, the one-eyed.
Yeah.
The one-eyed dog.
It would hit. That would be the time.
God.
You bitch.
That commercial kills me every time. Every time that commercial comes on with her singing.
You hear her song come on, you don't walk in the room because you know that.
No, I can't even. I can't go in the room.
I'll be over here. Be over here. Yeah.
Sometimes I've done it before. Well, the commercial comes on, and I will shoot my video on the iPhone of that commercial, and then post it to Facebook.
If I gotta see it,
there are people like, stop it.
If I gotta see it, fuck all of you.
I'm the whole 5,000 you followers. I guess we ought to get out of here at some point. I've lost track. How long have we been going?
We did an hour.
That's good.
I think we made it.
That's good.
It was a fast hour.
That's a fast hour. I enjoyed the hell out of this.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. Can we do this again sometime?
We can do this as often as you would like.
This is beautiful. This setup is much nicer than my studio. Than my basement.
I have that same studio at home.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a black curtain. Well, it's a sheet.
I have a bamboo I got from, it's bamboo. Yeah. Those wall sheets of bamboo that I stole because a neighbor was throwing it out.
Dumpster dive.
I hope my neighbor never looks in my babe's window and goes, that's what happened to my bamboo?
I thought that was going, okay.
He turned trash into a radio studio.
I didn't know Steve had it that bad.
Oh, I'm a horrible dumpster. I'm a horrible dumpster diver.
We knew he got let go over there, but we didn't know he was, digging in the trash.
Maybe we should take some food over.
Let's make a casserole.
Trevor, thanks for having me here.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. And everybody that listened today, and if anybody watched, I know we're doing it on TV.
Yeah, we are live.
I totally forgot that we...
There are cameras everywhere.
They're everywhere in the room now
here,
that I look up. Appreciate that. They can find it's tradiov.com is you guys, which hopefully we'll work this out. I'll do more from here.
Yes.
They got my show, Remasculate, which is at beanpod.com.
Yep.
It's on Stitcher Radio. It's at podbay.fm. I want to say thanks to Pop Chips because they give you stuff to give away.
Yeah, do not forget to
Perky Jerky. Find them at perkyjerky.com. And here's what I like to do. I like to take a piece because Pop Chips now has a tortilla. It's a pop chip tortilla.
Really?
Yeah, they're delicious. Oh, there's several different flavors. And I put the Perky Jerky meat on top of it, and then I put a little bit of no-fat cheese. I make goddamn nachos. they're like energetic.
Pop chip, Perky Jerky, and cheese.
And cheese. It's like a nacho. It's like a little beef nacho, except you eat five or six of them, and you're like, I am wired out of my mind!
I am good!
Good! I am good! Let's
have
sex
microwave.
With a vibrating bed!
Except we don't need to turn the vibrator, because look at me, Jesus God!
Time on before the Perky Jerky wears off! God bless America, and go listen to the Oak Ridge Boys. We bid you adieu.
And good night.